fleeting glimpses of things seen through a veil, darkly. Do we understand the meaning of these visions of life? Why we are here and how little of our existence we truly understand? Tonight we will talk of these things on The Other Side. Welcome to The Other Side. I'm Jim Harold. So glad to be with you once again. And today we're going to talk about something that the world is definitely in need of. The name of the book is Inner Healing, Gain Inner Strength, Empower Yourself, and Create Your Destiny. And the author is Dr. Susan Shumsky, and she joins us. And a little bit about Dr. Shumsky before we begin. She is the award-winning author of 7 other books: Ascension, How to Hear the Voice of God, Exploring Meditation, Exploring Auras, Exploring Chakras, Divine Revelation, and Miracle Prayer. She's a foremost spirituality expert, pioneer in the consciousness field, and a highly acclaimed speaker. Dr. Susan has practiced spiritual disciplines for 45 years with enlightened masters in secluded areas, including the Himalayas and the Alps. For 22 years, her mentor was the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, guru of the Beatles and Deepak Chopra. She served on Maharishi's personal staff for 7 years, and she is the founder of Divine Revelation, a technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving clear divine guidance. And as we said earlier, her new book is Instant Healing, and we're so glad to have her on The Other Side. Dr. Shumsky, welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here today.
So when you say instant healing, what do you mean by that? Do you mean you snap your fingers and you're healed? What does instant, the concept of instant healing, what do you mean by that?
Well, the fact is that our thoughts, our words, and our deeds have power. In fact, these are the 3 things that create our destiny: thoughts, words, and deeds. And words are very, very powerful. So when we use affirmations or prayers, speak these affirmations aloud, it has an instant result, an instant positive healing result. If we use affirmations and prayers properly, we can heal mental conditions, even physical conditions, instantly through the power of our word that's used in prayer and affirmation. So that's the concept of instant healing. The concept of instant healing is that we can use that tremendous power, we can tap into that tremendous power that we have to instantly transform our lives, to change conditions, to have a more positive, powerful life.
Some people, when hearing the claim that you can heal yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, through the power of prayer or through saying various, probably wrong face, incantations, might be a little bit skeptical and say, well, I'm not so sure about that. What kind of proof have you seen in your years of practice of people who have healed themselves in the various areas of life?
Okay, the thing is that if it's, for example, a physical condition that obviously if there's an illness or something like that, usually that is not an instant, immediate cure. You know, I'm not making any kinds of claims like that.
Sure.
And if a person is ill, they should go to the doctor and take medication and that sort of thing.
And we'll certainly agree with that. We'll second that by all means, yes.
Right. However, the fact is that there is a psychosomatic component for any difficult condition that we have, whether that's a physical condition, mental condition, emotional condition. And I have to admit that it's much more quick and instantaneous to heal something that is simply a something that's in our minds, let's put it that way.
Right.
For example, if one is emotionally upset about something, let's say we just had an argument with a spouse, for example.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there are certain healing prayers or affirmations that you can do that will have instant results where you'll feel immediately better. And for example, if you have a, if you're in a bad mood, that would be another instance. You can say some specific healing prayers that will immediately change that condition. You won't be in a bad mood anymore. I know that, you know, maybe that sounds fantastic to some people, but it works, and it works instantaneously. You don't have to wait for the result. You don't have to wait, you know, to take the pill and wait for the effect of the pill. It's immediate. When you use affirmative prayer, when you use affirmations correctly, you can change the condition of your mind immediately. Now, we were talking a moment ago about more, you know, more physical conditions, something like that. But the fact is that every condition that we have is based upon a former mental state. So even a physical condition can be healed by the use of prayer and affirmation.
Now, does someone have to practice a certain religion or a certain faith system, or does this, is this cross-cultural? Does it cross across all beliefs?
Right. Well, my book, Instant Healing, is non-denominational, and it's not any particular religion. As a matter of fact, it's universal. So it's not necessary for a person to believe in any particular pathway or particular faith in order to get results from affirmations and prayer. All they have to do is simply speak the words. It doesn't really require even any belief in it.
Interesting.
All you have to do is just take the book and open to the page where the prayer is and just simply say the prayer. It's that simple. And you'll feel better. You're just going to feel better. You're going to have a different attitude if you speak the positive words. Now, okay, here is really, it's based upon the whole idea that if you recognize the negative thought, you say it out loud, and then you replace it with a positive thought, then you'll change your attitude. It's really that simple. I'm speaking right now about the what's called the thought form healing prayer. And really all of these prayers that are in this book, Instant Healing, and there are 243 prayers and affirmations in this book. But all of them are based upon that one simple principle that I just mentioned, and I'm going to repeat it. It's first of all recognizing that you're having a negative thought or emotion. Saying that negative thought or emotion out loud, and then replacing it with a positive one. And let me just give you the formula right now. It's so simple. This would be the basic, bare bones, simplest method for healing your negative emotions and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say, I now release from my mind all thoughts of, and then you just say whatever negative thoughts are coming up for you, whether that be fear, worry, confusion, doubt, whatever it is, you just say the negative. And then you say, I now replace these with positive thoughts of, and then you say the opposites of what you said before. For example, if you said unhappiness, now you say happiness. If you said hatred, now you say love. You know, you just say the positive thoughts that are the opposites of the negative ones. And that's really the formula. There it is, right there. You say the negative thoughts that are coming up for you, you replace them with positive ones, and then all of a sudden, you feel better. You feel different. You have a completely new attitude. And it's well known that our attitude colors our life on every level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Every level of life is colored by how we feel, what our attitude is. So if we can have a positive attitude towards whatever it is that we're going through, then we'll be in a better mood, we'll be in a better frame of mind, we'll be able to make better decisions with peaceful confidence because we'll no longer be overshadowed by that negative, depressed feeling that we've been undergoing. So this is a really powerful way to instantly change our attitude and therefore instantly change our life.
One thing, when we have negativity, sometimes I think we tend to blame ourselves. But in your book, you talk about enemies and saboteurs and vampires even. And I'm assuming
right.
You mean spiritual vampires.
I do, yeah.
Talk to us about not only the part within that we've got to get turned around, but how do we guard ourselves maybe from those, whether it's entities or people or situations that kind of suck the positivity out of us?
You know, that is a fantastic question. The fact is that we're not only being influenced from within by our own negative beliefs, habits, conditions, and ideas that we've been carrying around with us in our own subconscious mind since even childhood. But we also have to deal with energies outside of ourselves. Some of these are people, and some of these are even on the subtle planes of existence, what we might call the astral world, and maybe even the astral entities that are influencing us. So we do have influences both externally and internally. And these influences can be, once again, instantly transformed, instantly healed through the power of affirmation and prayer. For example, there may be some psychic vampires that are influencing us. For example, people in our family, at work, different people are draining our energy. We feel that somebody is just glommed onto us and they are draining us continually, always calling us, always bugging us, trying to take energy from us. And if we don't put our foot down and say no, then this person can really influence us negatively and take energy from us, and we can get really drained by that. So we can close off our aura to that person, and we can then not be so influenced by that person, for example. I'll give you a very simple affirmation for that. It's what I call the self-authority affirmation. And this affirmation is also useful in the case of invisible beings who are influencing us in a negative way. And this self-authority affirmation is really, it's actually the first affirmation in the book because it's the most important affirmation in the book. And this affirmation is to increase our self-empowerment so that we are no longer subject to these influences.
Now,
the affirmation.
Go ahead.
Would your listeners like to hear the affirmation?
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, so it goes like this. And you can just repeat it after me, as a matter of fact, and see how you feel. See if it helps you to feel more powerful, more inner strength, more self-empowerment. So it goes like this. I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind. And I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is. So that particular affirmation is incredibly powerful. It does have instant results. You will immediately feel more strength, more empowerment, more in control of your life, and you will no longer be as influenced by these various influences around you, and even by internal influences. This is a very, very powerful affirmation, and it really works immediately and instantly.
Now, this seems to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, does this tie into the concept of the law of attraction? If I look at the book here, there are sections about magnetizing love, attracting prosperity, making life a success. Is this kind of like the idea of the secret, but with some actual action items attached to it? Do you see some parallels and some connections there?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the law of attraction is one of the spiritual laws upon which this entire concept is based. And that is that whatever we think, say, and do, that is what creates our reality. What we think, what we say, what we do. As a matter of fact, Lord Buddha said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. If a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him. This is the very first verse of the very first chapter of the Dhammapada of Lord Buddha. And that particular quote is a quote upon which all of New Thought philosophy is based. And the law of attraction is one of the laws of New Thought. And when I say New Thought, I'm talking about the concept that we create our reality through our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. So if you want to attract, for example, money, success, wealth, happiness, whatever you want to attract into your life, in order for that to happen, you have to have your thoughts, your words, and your deeds all going in that direction. So the positive thoughts, positive mental attitude about your creation of whatever you want to attract into your life, then speaking about that, speaking in a positive way through these affirmative prayers is a great way to do it, and then taking action. Of course, you have to take action. You can't just sit around in your room praying all the time. That doesn't work. You have to actually create your destiny. You have to go out and get it.
And I'm glad you said that, because I think that sometimes when people see books like these or The Secret or things, that they think they think that, as you said, you know, you just wish for a Mercedes in the driveway and it happens, or whatever it is. It could be something much more pure than that. I just use that as an example, but it seems to me it's part of a recipe. And a crucial part of that recipe is not only reflection and prayer and so forth, but a very important of that is and belief and positivity. That's all part of that recipe, but a huge part is actual action.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're never going to get a job if you don't make the applications and beat the pavements and do the interviews. You're never going to get a job sitting around praying about it. That doesn't work. You have to actually go out and create your destiny.
Now, in the book, you talk about lifting your environment, and one chapter is entitled Making Your Space into a Cathedral. What do you mean by that?
So our environment can become a very, very positive one, a very sacred environment. In fact, we can create, even within the confines of our own home or our garden, or wherever we'd like to create a sacred space, we can do that. And most people, when they think of creating a sacred space, they think of placing objet d'art, you know, beautiful objects into that space to make it more enhanced, more beautiful, and all of that. And that's fine. But the reality is, even if you put beautiful objects into a space that has psychic garbage in it, it's not going to be a sacred space. When I say psychic garbage, I'm talking about negative thought forms, negative emotions that are left in a space. And they're left by negative experiences, negative thoughts, negative emotions in that space. And there are many buildings that are filled with this kind of negative emotional garbage. A lot of these are institutions, for example, schools and religious institutions and all kinds of institutions, especially, of course, the worst vibration you're going to find in a prison, in a mental hospital, in a hospital itself. So, but we can change that environment through using some specific healing prayers. We can simply change the environment. We can clear out the negative energies and replace that with positive energies. And the power of word, the power of prayer, power of affirmation is a really amazing way to do that, and it works instantly, instantaneously. That's what's so great about this, is that it's not, you don't have to sit around and wait for the results. It happens immediately.
Now, if enough people do this, it could bring about universal change. But my question is, because in the book you talk about the idea of transforming the planet and creating heaven on Earth. Now, some may say mankind has been around for eons, and we always find a way to kind of muck things up. And some would say it's not very realistic that we're going to be able to create a heaven on Earth, or that we're all going to be able to get along if enough of us follow these practices. What are your thoughts on that? Is that just more pessimism? Do you think it's possible to create harmony among mankind on a universal level?
Well, I have to say that it's not possible if people continue to think that it's not possible.
Makes sense.
It'll never happen if people continue to always have negative thoughts and negative emotions and negative ideas and say negative things about it all the time. No, it won't happen. It will happen if people begin to change, if people are willing to change, if people are willing to maybe get along with each other, if people are willing to transform their individual lives into more positive lives, then yes, it's possible. However, I had a wonderful guru, and he always used to say that for the forest to be green, the trees must be green. If you have a whole bunch of thick, ugly, dying trees in the forest will never be green. But if the forest can be healthy and green and luscious through having healthy, green, luscious, wonderful trees, then we have a beautiful green forest. So similarly, this planet can be a peaceful, loving, harmonious place when individuals are peaceful, harmonious, and loving, and they get along with each other. So I believe that we can transform the planet through transforming individuals. And the best way to do that is through practices such as prayer and meditation. That's the way that people change. They don't change through treaties and writing things, having diplomatic, talks, endless talks where people don't even believe what they're saying and they're just lying to each other. That just doesn't work. People have to actually be sincere. They have to want peace. They have to want love. They have to want brotherhood, sisterhood. And then it will happen. So I truly have a very positive, optimistic attitude, and the world is becoming a better place, as a matter of fact. It just so happens that it has been becoming better and better, and that even though there is a lot of course horrible things that happen that people do to each other, there is a lot more positive, percentage wise there is certainly a huge, much more positive portion of mankind, of humankind. Almost everyone on Earth wants peace, wants love, wants their families to be prosperous and happy. They want to have love. That's what they want. There is a very, very small portion of people who really are evil or have bad intentions or are criminals and so on. It's just really small compared to the number of people on the planet. And that's the reason why we have some kind of orderliness to this world. It's because people in general want orderliness. They want happiness. They want peace. They want love. They want to have a positive life. And we can create heaven on earth if enough of us, a big enough percentage of us, are positive and want to have a peaceful world. We can have that. We can create that.
And I do think there's a lot of truth to that. It's the old thing about it's not a, you know, somebody going about their way and getting to work safely is not a news story, but somebody getting in a car accident or getting mugged or something is. So I do think there is a certain glass half empty bent sometimes that we tend to always look on the dark side. But let's say there's an individual out there who wants to start looking at things on the brighter side, practicing some of these methods to get a more positive outlook and kind of manifest a better reality for themselves in the world. Certainly, I'm sure you would encourage them to buy the book, but kind of take them through the first baby steps of getting on this path.
I think that don't try to do everything at once would be a really good piece of advice. This book has 243 affirmations in it. Don't try to use every affirmation every day. Obviously, you want to work on certain areas of your life. I would say that starting with self-authority, which is the first chapter, gaining inner strength and empowerment is the first chapter, and start with that. Work on that for a while. You know, work on that for quite a while, maybe a few weeks, and see how you feel from using some of the affirmations in the first chapter. You'll find that your life is going to start changing on every level, especially by just using the self-authority affirmation that I taught everybody earlier here in this interview. And that is that your life will start to become more your own. You'll no longer be so dependent upon the whims of others. You'll start to have more control over your own life and be less affected by the opinions of other people and less affected by the negative vibrations coming to you from other people. So that is a great way to start and will help you, will really change your life on so many levels. So self-authority, self-empowerment, gaining inner strength, that's number one, because you can't really help anyone else until you've gained that self-confidence, that self-authority yourself. So that's the way to start, and then you can go on to some of the other subjects in the book. There's an appendix to the book, which lists all the 243 affirmations, and easy to find because it's in categories that you can easily understand according to the chapters. For example, there's a chapter on health, there's a chapter on wealth, on love, on success, and different areas of life that you want to create, that you want to heal, that you want to change. So you could use it to change these different specific areas of your life that you feel need healing.
Well, it's certainly been a very interesting conversation, and I think gives us a lot of hope that we can move our lives in a positive way. The book is Instant Healing. The author is Susan Shumsky. Excuse me. Gain inner strength, empower yourself, and create your destiny. Dr. Shumsky, where can people find your information on the net? Where can they find the book? Please tell them where they can go to take the next step.
Okay, well, my website is drsusan.org. That's drsusan.org. And also the book is called Instant Healing. You can find it on my website. You can find it on amazon.com. You can find it in any bookstore. You can call a local bookstore and have them get it in if they don't have it. There's many ways you can get the book, Instant Healing, and it's a fantastic book. I think you'll really love it. It's so practical.
Dr. Susan Shumsky, thank you for joining us today on The Other Side. We certainly appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Other Side. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope that if you're in our Plus Club, that you will subscribe to our Plus Club newsletter. You can find that at jimherald.net, our free email newsletters at jimherald.com. You can find that there. And of course, please follow me on social media, on Twitter and Facebook. I'd love for every single person listening to this to do that, because there's no cost to that. That's absolutely free. And you can find those links over at jimherald.com. Thank you so much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.